Public hearings into the Aged Care Royal Commission resume in Sydney today with a focus on the treatment of people with dementia in residential care. Last night, the ABC aired a story about a Sydney woman who used a hidden camera to film her late father at a Carino Care nursing home when she suspected that her 80-year-old father, who was blind and suffered from dementia, was being neglected. In a statement, Carino Care says the home provided Luigi Cantalli with the best possible care, but it didn't view the footage that his daughter had recorded because it said her use of surveillance device was a police matter. New South Wales police have now dropped the investigation, and Eva Rinaldi is due to testify before the Aged Care Royal Commission about her father's case. Eva Rinaldi joins me now in the breakfast studio. Eva, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you.
And sorry for the loss of your father.
Thank you.
Eva, why did you make this decision to hide a video camera, in your father's nursing home room? What brought you to that point?
Well, basically, they didn't report a fall after he'd just come back from hospital. And he suffered a lot of bruising. So, and a lot of the time they basically would tell me stories that just didn't add up, that they would basically hide the truth. And they just didn't report falls, I guess. And he had bruising all over his body. And my father actually told me to check his body because he was sore all on one side.
And you checked and found bruises?
Yes.
Your father was 80 years old. He suffered from dementia.
Yes.
He was also blind. But he was able to communicate clearly
yes.
with you about
yes.
his care,
yes.
about what was going on?
Exactly. He told me everything. He would call me. I put a mobile phone around his neck. And he told me everything he told me was true.
You put a mobile phone around
yes,
his neck so
yes.
he could call you?
Yes, that's correct.
Did he have a care button himself?
No. He was actually blind. They didn't even have a buzzer for him, like a blind buzzer. So the doctors actually had to cut the doctor came in and actually told them that he needed a blind buzzer, but it wasn't put in till later.
The camera was in your dad's room for 2 weeks before staff discovered it. When did you check the camera? Did you take it out during that time and have a look at it?
Yeah, no, I didn't have a look at it because in the beginning I didn't know how to use it.
Right.
So yeah, the first day was a bit of a, catastrophe. But I basically put it in there and then I would take it home, save it on my computer because I only had one disc, and then I'd bring it back the next day. So, and then I just found that horrible footage.
Tell us about the footage.
Well, the footage was, showed my father sitting in the chair, screaming and hitting his hand on the table really hard, throwing food on the floor, like basically from his little trolley table, looking so uncomfortably, trying to get up, posing risks to his falls. And it was just really sad to see the way they treated him.
And you had been living at home with your mother and father to help
yes.
your mother care for your dad because it
yes.
was too much for her. That behaviour saw of him screaming out and hitting his hands on the table, had you seen that at home? Is that how he was at home?
No, he was not like that at home.
He didn't get that agitation.
He got a little bit
way.
Of agitation in the evenings where basically I couldn't sleep at night, so I would get up and so forth. But it was to the point where I've just never saw him in so much pain. I would see him wriggling his bottom, holding the table, trying to get up, but he couldn't get up, and just falling asleep in the chair, and it just was continuous. Like, he just lived in that chair, ate in that chair. He did everything in the chair.
And the discomfort was because of what?
Being sitting in there for so long, not showered. And it was just horrible, horrible treatment.
When you spoke to, presumably you raised your concerns about your father's care with the staff, what did they say about the fact?
They said,
I mean, your major concern was you were just left in a chair all day?
Yes. Oh, no, everything. Just the way they treated him. They would just ignore him. It was shocking. It was shocking. The footage that I saw was horrible.
And what did they say? Did they have a different version
of
their care?
They said they were going to give him half an hour checkups, and this treatment was the treatment after I raised complaints with also the regional managers at Carino Care. So
Carino Care says the home has provided your father with the best possible care. you obviously don't think they did. You made formal complaints with the new aged care regulator. This is the new tough cop on the beat that the government promised us. It's called the Aged Care Quality and Safety Commission. Was this while your father was still in care?
Yes.
What issues did you raise in those complaints?
Well, I basically told them that I had footage and I've got proof and evidence of what I, what my father was telling me. And they just basically, I think they even tried to close a few of the complaints until I complained again. And I said that was totally unacceptable. And then they tried to raise only three issues of the 45 complaints that I made.
And did they take them up with the care home while your father was in there? Do you know?
No, I don't think they did anything until later on. And then I think they sent them an email. And then they just basically tried to close the complaint. So there was even a death prior to this that was a premature death. And they just didn't act on it. They tried to close the complaint and said that they couldn't do anything because the guardian needed to be involved and they needed to act on it. So, and it wasn't, you know, they didn't want to do it. And the guardian, it was up to the guardian and it was a criminal matter.
The guardian is you?
No, the guardian of the other member that I complained about.
Oh, I see. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 18 to 7. Our guest is Eva Rinaldi. Eva Rinaldi will be giving evidence to the Aged Care Royal Commission about the care her father received at the Carino Care Nursing Home. The Commission have told the ABC that it's investigating complaints about the Carino Care Nursing Home. Its representatives have visited the facility where your father was in Russell Lee, but it had found no problems previously with how the home cares for its residents. Do you expect a different outcome now?
I'm hoping so, but it's just taken so long and I just don't understand why they haven't acted sooner.
In what you describe, Eva, in seeing with your father being, I mean, your major concern seems to be that what you saw was he was left in that chair for a long time. I think there was one night where he couldn't, or day he couldn't access his food because he couldn't reach it and no one came in for a couple of hours, I think, to pass it to him. He was left, I think, for too long in urine-soaked pants. Is it because of a lack of staffing numbers? Is that what you experienced there or is it something else that
I thought it was that, but it's not. It's just they just don't have enough experience in what they're doing. That's what I believe. Or they're just desensitized.
What about actual health care in terms of, you know, wounds and things like that?
They're not experienced at all. They basically, a hospital had to come in and dress my father's wounds. I think it was a month before he passed away. And they said that he could be, you know, managed from the hospital. And I didn't find that was acceptable. They basically tried to get rid of me. They banned me from seeing my father. They forgot my father's birthday. And they wouldn't even let me see him on his birthday. So, and they didn't even know it was his birthday on that day.
And they banned you because of the hidden camera?
Yes.
The New South Wales Police investigated your use of this surveillance device in the nursing home because of privacy concerns. That investigation's now been dropped. Were you ever particularly worried about that? And did you consider privacy issues?
No, I didn't. Not when it came to my father.
Your dad died in February. He died just 6 days, I think, after you took him out of Carino Care and got him into another residential home. A coronial inquest into his death is underway. What do you think or hope you learn from those results? Anything, Eva?
I'll never, ever to put a loved one in a nursing home again.
Of course, a lot of people can't avoid that. They don't have an option.
Just don't do it. I would never, ever recommend it. What I realise is that even the second home, I'm not supposed to really discuss it at the moment because that's under investigation, but they're all the same.
You're going to be testifying before the Aged Care Royal Commission about your father's case. What do you, your dad's no longer with you, as I say, our condolences for that, but what do you hope will come out of the Royal Commission?
I'm hoping that heavy penalties are raised for the people that neglect the elderly, hoping that they shut nursing homes down and the ones that basically treat them and mistreat them or even cause death. You know, I realise that there's so many premature deaths that none of them have none of them get investigated because they think that just because they're elderly that, you know, oh, well, they're dead now, so, you know, it doesn't matter.
And when you talk about a premature death, you're saying your father was a healthier man when you put him into the residential care.
100%, 100%. He declined dramatically in the hands of Carino Care.
Eva Rinaldi, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Eva Rinaldi used a hidden camera to film her late father in a nursing home because she was worried he was being neglected, and she will testify about her father's case before the Royal Commission to Aged Care Quality and Safety. And those the Royal Commission hearings into people living with dementia in aged care resumes today. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 14 minutes to 7.